In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. By the star when it sets, your companion has neither gone astray nor gone amiss. Nor does he speak out of his own desire. It is just a revelation that is revealed to him, taught him by one of great powers. Possessed of sound judgment, he settled, while he was on the highest horizon. Then he drew nearer and nearer, until he was within two bows' length or even nearer, whereat he revealed to his servant whatever he revealed. The heart did not deny what it saw. Will you then dispute with him about what he saw? Certainly he saw it yet another time. By the lote tree of the ultimate boundary, near which is the garden of the abode. When there covered the lote tree, what covered it? The gaze did not swerve, nor did it overstep the bounds. Certainly he saw some of the greatest signs of his Lord. Have you considered Lot and Uzza and Manat, the third one? Are you to have males and he females? That then will be an unfair division. These are but names which you have named, you and your fathers, for which Allah has not sent down any authority. They follow nothing but conjectures and the desires of the lower soul, while there has certainly come to them the guidance from their Lord. Shall man have whatever he yearns for? Yet to Allah belong this world and the hereafter. How many an angel there is in the heavens whose intercession is of no avail in any way, except after Allah grants permission to whomever He wishes and approves of. Indeed, those who do not believe in the hereafter give female names to the angels. They do not have any knowledge of that. They follow nothing but conjectures, and indeed conjecture is no substitute for the truth. So avoid those who turn away from our remembrance and desire nothing but the life of the world. That is the ultimate reach of their knowledge. Indeed, your Lord knows best those who stray from His way, and He knows best those who are rightly guided. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, that He may requite those who do evil for what they have done, and reward those who do good with the best of rewards. Those who avoid major sins and indecencies, excepting minor and occasional lapses. Indeed, your Lord is expansive in His forgiveness. He knows you best since the time He produced you from the earth, and since you were fetuses in the bellies of your mothers. So do not flaunt your piety. He knows best those who are God-wary. Did you see him who turned away, gave a little, and held off? Does he have the knowledge of the unseen so that he sees? Has he not been informed of what is in the scriptures of Moses and of Abraham, who fulfilled his summons, that no bearer shall bear another's burden, and that nothing belongs to man except what he strives for, and that he will soon be shown his endeavor? Then he will be rewarded for it with the fullest reward, and that the terminus is toward your Lord, and that it is He who makes men laugh and makes them weep, and that it is He who brings death and gives life. And that it is He who created the mates, the male and the female, from a drop of seminal fluid when emitted, and that with Him lies the second Genesis, and that it is He who enriches and grants possessions, and that it is He who is the Lord of Sirius, and that it is He who destroyed the former Ad and Thamud, sparing none of them. And the people of Noah before that, indeed, they were more unjust and rebellious. And He overthrew the town that was overturned, covering it with what covered it. Then which of the bounties of your Lord will you dispute? This is a warner, in the tradition of the warners of old. The imminent hour is near at hand. There is none that may unveil it besides Allah. Do you then wonder at this discourse, and laugh and not weep? While you remain heedless, so prostrate yourselves to Allah and worship Him.